We are up to the pasuk of the Ata Elikenu Moedim Anachnu Loch. The Ata is now, because David HaMelech just finished saying that everything that we have, the Oysher, the Koyach, the Tveris, all the things that he had, all the positive attributes, all the Milus that he had, all the wealth, the power, the strength that he had, all came from Hashem, for him and for everyone else. So therefore, now that we came to the realization of this and we articulated these facts, says David HaMelech, now it is incumbent upon us to thank Hashem. Victor Miller adds that we say Elikenu to say that the greatest thing that we're thanking Hashem for is that he's Elikenu, that he's our Hashem, the Hashkocha Pratius, the Yichud, the Hashkocha Pratius that Hashem has with Klal Yisrael, that's worth more to us than everything else that we enumerated beforehand. All the Gedula, Gvura, Oysher, everything that comes from Hashem, we're more grateful for the fact that Elikenu, that Hashem is Miyuchid, the Klal Yisrael, the Bezunder Hashkocha Pratis. Moedim Anachnu Loch, we thank you, Umahalalim, and we praise the Shem Tifartecho, to the name of Tifartecho, of your splendor. Now we say again over here, the Rishonim explain the Shem Tifartecho, we don't say Umahalim Tifartecho, or Mahalalim Moisach, because it's not possible to thank Hashem properly. We don't comprehend the Galus Abayr and everything that we are obligated to thank Hashem for. But L'Shem Tifartecho, we can mahal the names of the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have an ability, like a mentioning, as we said before. So we can mahal to the name, meaning, but not the whole thing, but just a remez, just a small amount of the name. We're able to be mahal to the name, which implies everything that is being prayed, with everything that there is. Now over here we go to the Pesukim in Nehemiah, when they were building the Bayis Sheni. That was happening was that the Goyim were attacking Klal Yisrael as they were trying to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. And Nehemiah made with them, so to speak, a treaty, a bris, that they made, that they were mekabel themselves to do the Ratzon HaBayra, they were mekabel themselves chizik and Torah mitzvahs. And with that, they would be zeichet to be nitzel from their enemies, and to be able that they shouldn't to stop them from building the second Beis HaMikdash, and they should be able to build it, and they were mekabel it. And afterwards, this is the tefillah that Nehemiah said. Now the Avodram and the Rekech bring down a minig, and the Avod says that there's a remistate in the Zayar. Others say as well that they say they start off before this, they start off with the beginning of the pasuk before Atahu Hashem Levadecho. But they start off with the pasuk beforehand, Umroim Makobrocho Sehilo. So why does Nusach Ashkenaz not say it? If it's mentioned in the Zohar, the Rishonim say to say it, Nusach Sfarad, the Sfaradim say it, why does Nusach Ashkenaz not say it? So the Yavetz and others explain this is totally in a Shiloh, because Umroim HaKabrocha Sehilo is in the middle of a Pasuk. And there's a cloud called Psukot Loi Pasuk Moshe Anan Loi Paskin. In any place that Moshe didn't stop a Pasuk, we don't break it up, we don't stop. So the Machlokes is this Isser to break up a Pasuk anyway in saying part of a Pasuk? And if that's the case, we can't say this, half of a Pasuk. Or the Pshat is that to say a half of a Pasuk is not a problem. The problem is only to start a Pasuk and not finish it. But to start a middle of a pasuk and go to the end, that is not a problem. And that was the sheet of these Rishonim that allowed to say Umreim Kol Brachos Sehilo, because since it's you're starting a middle of a pasuk and you're going to the end, there's no problem of Kol Psukot Loi Pasuk Moshe. Then we say Atahu, you Hashem, who? So Atahu is a lashon noichach and a lashon nistar, like we do always, because we're Mahal Hashem. We have to remind ourselves that Hashem is Niglo mitzad ma'isov, but it's nister mitzad atzmeusoi, so we can only be mahalal Hashem for what we realize, but we can't be mahalal Hashem for everything,
And that's why we have this Lashon Noichach and Lashon Nistar. This is one pshat the Mefarshim explain Ata Hu. Others, the Gaon explains that Hu refers b'miyuchud to Midas Chasdoi, the Midas Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we're going to get to soon, that Hashem is on Mefarnes, the entire world. And therefore we say the Lashon of Hu, Hashem Livadecho, alone. Atas Hitzas HaShemayim U'Shemei HaShemayim. You Hashem made Shemayim. Shemei HaShemayim means the place in Shemayim beyond this Shemayim, but where other planets and galaxies are. Not they themselves, because that's the Chol Tzavom, but the area, the space, the outer space, that's the Shemei HaShemayim, and it's considered a different entity. It's not just something further away, but the Shemayim and the Shemei HaShemayim. The Chol Tzavom and all their legions, everything that's in them, the sun, the moon, the stars, the different planets, all that Hashem created. Now we say Levadecho, we shame him say, the reason is because as Rashi tells us in Parshas Bereishis, the V'yom HaRisha, that when Hashem created the world on the first day, there was nothing else, there was no Malachim yet. And therefore we say Levadecho, because at the time that Hashem made Hashemayim and Shmei Hashemayim, there was nothing else in the Bria yet. There was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'aretz, the ground, v'chol asher aleho, and everything that's on it, the humans, animals, vegetation, even rocks, stones, hayamim, the oceans, the seas, v'chol asher bohem, and everything that's in them, all the fish, and the different corral, the plants that are in the oceans. V'atu mechayes kulam, and you Hashem give life to all of them. Because the Mefarshim point out that shaloi kemidas basar v'dam, when a person makes something, it stays forever. But what Hashem makes, really everything in the Bria, we might not realize it, but everything needs the constant nourishment from Hashem, that Hashem constantly gives them a karach, a source to live on. Sigh. The humans, the animals that we realize this by, and even the other things that we don't realize it by, the rocks, the soil, the water, all these things need a chias from Hashem. And the Mefarshim explained that the chias of the Tzal Shemayim, that they're malachim really, the davar ruchni, the chias of the malachim, which is part of the Tzal Shemayim, it's a ruchniistic chias that they have. Not a physical chias as the people have only, that people need, besides the ruchniistic lifeline, we need a physical lifeline, we need positive chias from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all moments. Humans, animals, plants, they need that. But the Tzva Shemayim also need a chias from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a chias, a ruchniistic chias. And to attain that, that's the Indian that they say, Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're going to say in a minute, Utsva Shemayim L'chom Mishtachvim. They bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, you get the Ruchnis to Kechias. With that, they're Zeichet to the Ruchnis to Kechias. The thing that keeps them going, that's the Mechaya them. Now we say, Utsva Shemayim, the Tzva of the Shemayim, L'chom Mishtachvim HaMishtachvim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean, Utsva Shemayim HaMishtachvim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So some of Arshim bring this that the Gemara tells us in Bava Basra, that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, because the Shechina is in Ma'ariv, and therefore it's Kilo, it's being Meshtachvet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what it means, Utsva Shemayim L'chom Meshtachvim. Now this is for the sun. What about the rest of the Utsva Shemayim? So the Rekech says that the Malachim, he asks, how is the Malachim being Meshtachvet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Something, a human being has knees, he can bend, and therefore he's Meshtachvet. But how are the Tzva Shemayim Meshtachvet HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Rekech says that it says in the Medrash, as we brought down beforehand, that the Malachim are Tovel, you know, Nor of Eish, so to speak, before they sing Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, just like when you have a piece of metal and you put it into a furnace, it can be rebent. The Malachim, after they go into this furnace, they say Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're come at a form that they're able to be bent. And they're able to be Meshtachvet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Others say, Utsva Shemayim L'chom Meshtachvim doesn't mean literally, but it means figuratively, that they're fully obedient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what it means Meshtachvim. that they're mekabel the maris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're fully obedient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They submit themselves fully to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're totally underneath His command, and they listen to it fully. Now we say Tzva HaShemayim and not Tzva HaAretz for two reasons the Mefarshim explain. One reason is because the Tzva HaShemayim are much greater, much more powerful. And if they're Mishtachve, Kol Shekein, for sure the Tzva HaAretz have to be Mishtachve to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other shot in the Mefarshim is that the Tzva HaShemayim have a much bigger obligation, because they're Malachim, or the Shemesh Yirech, which are Bali Deya, and they realize much more. Therefore, they have an obligation to articulate and to be Oyver Hashem much more, because everybody's Mechuyiv Kifi His Asagas. And that's why we say the Tzva HaShemayim more than Tzva HaAretz, because the Tzva HaShemayim have a much greater obligation in this regard. Then we say, Atahu Hashem Olekim, you are Hashem, Asher Bochartu Ba'Avrom, that you chose Avram, v'itzeisam Ur Kasdim, and you Hashem took him out of Ur Kasdim, v'samta Shemaya Avraham, and you made his name Avraham. Now before we get to the explanation of this pasuk, we have to understand why is this pasuk placed after the pasuk beforehand. What's the continuation of these two psukim to each other? What's their connection? So in this, there are two pshatim in the Achronim, and they're actually opposite pshatim. The first pshat is that the ikar is the beginning part, and what we're saying is that there was nikar in the olam esal yainim, and that there was a kadosh baruch hu. But in this world, it wasn't nikar a kadosh baruch hu till Avraham Avinu came and was spread it to the world, and he told it to the world. As the Medrash says, behi baram is Avraham. It's b'shvil Avraham, because Avraham was the one that made known the Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamai, that Hashem is the Bayer, the Manik, the Bir Zu, and therefore this that Hashem was the Oysa of the Shemayim Va'aretz of Tzavam came known through Avram, and that's why we say this, because Avram was the one that taught us to the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Creator and the Master of the world who constantly runs it. This is one pshat while we talk about Avraham Avinu over here. The Rekech says, Akedei Kach, that Avraham Avinu understood the entire Sefer Yetzirah. From looking at the world, he was able to understand the entire Bria beforehand, the entire Bria, what went into it, by looking at the world. And this is what he was in his Gala, Idei Avraham Avinu. And that's the Hibarim Bishvil Avram that was publicized to the world. This, that there's a Bayer Romanic Libirazu. And that's the continuation of these Psukim. The Sikh Yitzchak and Bayol Lapian, they say in the similar ways, a Mashal that has a reverse shot. Mashal Ma'adayma, Adayma. Rabbi Yolapian says that there was a king that was walking with his entire entourage. They're walking down the road, and as they were walking, the king spots something on the floor, and it catches his eye. He bends down, he picks it up, he wipes it off, inspects it carefully to make sure it's in good shape, puts it in his pocket, and is constantly protecting it. And he shows that it's something precious to him. So the people that saw couldn't understand it. It looked like he picked up a simple piece of paper, something that didn't have any importance to it. They didn't understand what was so chashiv about this, that the king put such a chashivas to it, that he himself picked it up. He didn't ask one of the guards, one of the officers to pick it up. He himself dusted it off, and he himself put it in his pocket. They didn't understand. And to some of the common folk, it looked like it was a foolish thing that the king did this. But the Chachamim realized, the wiser, the smarter people realized, that if the king did this, it's obviously that this piece of paper holds great importance, this object holds great importance to the king, and it's just the raya, how chosha this object is, even if they don't understand it. So too over here, Avraham Avinu was a 3-year-old child, Kishikir Bayroi, And we're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this all-powerful king that he was Bayer, the Olam is so Yoinim. The Torah Shemayim are fully obedient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how powerful the king HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And Av HaPikin, Hashem was Becharta by Avram. He chose Avram, this little three-year-old boy who was Makar Yishadon Labir Azu. This is to show the Hashivas of Avram Avinu. That's why we said the previous Psukim, to show that the powerful king who had these great officers, Bechoyde V'atzmoy, was Beicher in Avram Avinu, even though he had many choices of what to be Beicher in. Things that are seemingly much greater, much more powerful, the Tzva Shemayim, the Malachim, still he was Beicher in Avram Avinu. That shows how great Avram Avinu is. Now we say in this Pasuk, Atu Hashem Alekim, you are Hashem Asher Bacharta Ba'Avram. And that's because when the time that Hashem chose him, it was still Avram, was before the Shinui Shem. But it says to him, Irkazdim, and you, Hashem, took him out of Irkazdim. This refers to the Nes, the Rishayim explain, that Nimrod threw him into the Kibshon Ha'esh. V'samta Shemai Avram, and you, Hashem, made his name Avraham. Now what does it mean, V'samta Shemai Avram? Why don't we say, U'karasa Shemai Avram? So the Mepharshim say in this two pshatim, one pshat is, because we know by Avram is an Isser to call him Avram. It has to be Avraham. So that's why we say Bishamta, because it would only be across Hashemai Avram. It could be like Yaakov. The Yaakov had two names. There was a name Yaakov and a name Yisrael. So it would say across Hashemai Avram, you would think that Avraham had two names, Avram and Avram, and you could call him either one. But there's an Isser to call Avram Avram. And therefore, we say Bishamta, that it's Davka Avraham and not Avram. This is one pshat in the Mepharshim. The other pshat is that it's coming to be Meramis and what the shame of Avraham means. Betchila Avraham was an Av, and Hashem and Chai Yisrael and Hashem made him an Av Haman Goyim. It was Mamlechim and Heivarim that are not in the Rishus of a person, and that's what it means. The Samta Shemay Avraham, that you Hashem put him as a power. V'samta doesn't mean just the calling of the name, but it's what's behind the name. That Avram Avinu has shlita on these five evarim that a normal human being doesn't have on, and that Avram Avinu came the Avham and Goyim, and that's why we say V'samta Shemay Avram, that is, you placed his name Avram, that you placed him above everything. V'chadon adds that he came the Av of Klal Yisrael, the Noach Terech, that not anymore the office of Klal Yisrael, only Avram Avinu is, because he's the Av of Klal Yisrael. You created a new entity. And that's why we say the Samta, that it's not just the calling of a name, but it was the placing that Hashem made him. It was a new status. And that's why we say the Samta Shemay Avraham.